Hey everyone, welcome to this week's sermon podcast of B Church. Here, you can listen to our latest weekly sermons for your spiritual growth. We believe that this message will really bless you.
I greet all the wonderful children of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I greet even those that are watching online. I say I'm back here, back home in Jesus' mighty name. I'm not a visitor. I'm not a guest speaker. I'm a family member. Yes, coming to strengthen us with the word of God. Sometimes, you know, when I minister, I just visualize what is the Lord saying, looking at His rainbow nation, being together, worshiping together, worshiping Him in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. I think our God marvels looking at us. Heaven is His throne, and the earth is His footstool. Lord, we thank You for this wonderful day that You have made, that we should be glad and rejoice in You. We bless the Lord for the wonderful worship team, for the wonderful children, and the wonderful men and women of God, children of God in this place. Today is a special day. It's about us. Tell your neighbor that it is about us today. Be glad and rejoice in the Lord. You know, when I used to, my husband worked for BBC and we lived in Cardiff. I thought Mother's Day was, you know, the dates were different. I knew they were celebrating it as well, only to find that it is worldwide. This is the day when women are celebrated. Oh, praise God to the men and our children that are celebrating us today. We wouldn't have anyone to celebrate us if it wasn't for them. We bless the Lord who touched you, fathers, sons, and all the young men that someone came with this day. I still need to research how it came about. But it is a wonderful day. It is an honor and a privilege for us to be celebrated today. And I'd like to thank my family, pastors. Thank you so much. Thank you for always inviting me. I'm not inviting us. I'm not taking this lightly. Yes, it's an honor and a privilege for me to be ministering to family. Hallelujah. Today, we're going to be talking about a woman. This special person that is called or believed to be a weaker vessel, yes, because the Bible says so. But we have a great mission that we have to be be accomplished by us from God. And the Lord has entrusted us with that mission. The heading of my message today is the indispensable mission of a woman. Hallelujah, the necessary mission of a woman, where here on planet Earth, the required mission of a woman here on planet Earth. Places are full, the universe is populated because we said yes to the Lord with the womb that He blessed us with. Hallelujah. The Lord chose the correct people that are impregnated. Hey, He trusted us. And to any mother who had a miscarriage, any mother who is still praying and asking the Lord for a child, I'm praying and I'm declaring in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that do not lose heart. The one that you serve never sleeps nor slumbers. Hallelujah. His word says, at the correct time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. I am declaring it. I am speaking prophetically. You know, if you know anyone that has had a miscarriage or is still looking to have a baby, or that woman who had an abortion and cannot forgive themselves, I say forgive yourself. The Lord has forgiven you. And that womb shall yet carry again. And those that we are praying for, just touch your womb as we pray for them. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Father, this is a prophetic prayer, Lord God Almighty, to everyone that desires to have a baby. Lord God Almighty, I declare and I decree in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that there will be babies. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. And every person that is connected to any one of us in this place, they will conceive. We're standing in the gap for them. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We are going to have several scripture readings. Genesis 1:28. Read thus. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. God blessed them, who? A man and a woman. Hallelujah. The Lord God Almighty, it is his will for us, hallelujah, as women to be able to conceive so that the word, the scriptures comes to pass. Speaking about the indispensable mission of the woman in this nation, it is an honor. It is a great honor and a privilege that God created us as women. We are highly blessed and honored by our Father in heaven. Women, you are a gift from God. Hallelujah to this universe. Can you just imagine how will the world be without these beautiful flowers that I'm looking at? Can you believe how will it be if it was only masculine? It will be really incomplete. Tell the man next to you that, my man, you are incomplete without me. Even that son, you are incomplete without me. All males are incomplete without us. Woman, I want to tell you, you are beautiful. In the eyes of the Lord, you are very, very beautiful. I'm saying so, you know, standing very beautiful before you, because I made, you know, in the image of my God. I used to believe I'm ugly. Can you believe the whispering from the enemy? Because my stepmother used to tell me, you are ugly, when my dad wasn't around. And I believed him so much. But I found Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. And he is the one, the lifter of my head. And he squares up my shoulders. You know, when it is the Lord who squares up our shoulders and lifts up our heads, we won't square them ourselves in pride. Hallelujah. We will be knowing that everything that we are, it is because of the Lord God Almighty. I don't know if there's any woman, any lady in this place that have that believed the lies that the enemy told me. I say, you are beautiful before the Lord. You are wonderfully and, you know, created by the Lord God Almighty. You are perfect. There's nothing wrong with you. I know women, most of the time, when I'm slim, I'm not happy, and I have some calories, I'm not happy as well. But you are beautiful the way you are, according to our God. I like testimonies. I remember, and I like it because my husband is here. My sister-in-law once called us with my brother, that she was going to have this plastic surgery because she has a big breast. She wanted a small, and my husband refused and said, no, you are not going to do that. The Lord created you for a reason. Yes, and guess what happened? He had a wrong boyfriend, and now people use guns. In our times, they were using okapis, you know, a knife. He stabbed her with a knife on that breast, the left hand. And he broke about 5 centimeters, was found in her breast. Now my husband said, Zandi, her name is Zandi, look at what the Lord has done. If you had gone for that breast reduction, what was going to happen to your heart? We were going to lose you. Stand up, my sister. You look beautiful the way you are. I'm saying this to all of us. You look beautiful the way you are. Sometimes the trials, the tribulations of this world can, you know, the enemy uses them to minimize us. But just stand firm and be attached. Be a branch that is attached to the true vine, that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Remain in Christ Jesus, God's children, and our lovely fathers, men in this place, encourage us as weaker vessels to remain in Christ, so as for us to complete you fully in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, our Father is gracious. Let's read Genesis to remind ourselves about the original plan of God about humanity. Out of it will come, you know, the indispensable mission of God about his creation. Out of Genesis, what the Lord has in mind in the beginning about women, it is a very, very great purpose. We might not think so. We might not believe so. But the Lord has greater things in store for us as women. And Genesis 1, verse 31, read thus. Then God saw everything that he has made, and indeed it was very good. It was very good. All of the Lord's creation was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And then Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. I'm just taking us through the scriptures, just reminding us, because the word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Genesis 2:15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep the garden. Man was given responsibility here. I can just imagine the poor man alone without a companion working the garden. You know, this church is so beautiful because of Pastor Natasha is around. And people are looking up to her as the angel of the house and a mother in this place. Hallelujah. You know, there's a church, most of the time fought, the pastor was single. I asked him, man of God, what did the Lord say to you? These women are fighting because they want you. The church is complete without a mother. Just get married, you will see. Because I had prayed and I had that impression in my spirit that a mother is needed in that house. He said, then he told me, no, Mama, I wanted to build the ministry first. I said, you won't build alone. You need her to come and build with you. Look at our beautiful church now, because the two are one in Christ Jesus. Oh, we serve a good God. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Then this tells me that every man, you know, you need men, you need to be connected to God before you get married. Because there is a helper, not helpers compatible to you, but one. Ask the Lord to show you that one that is your rib, the correct one. And whenever you have challenges, you will stay together. You will remain together. Because marriage belongs to God, you will know who to go to. He is the owner of that marriage. He is the owner of that union. That he is the one to go to when things are bad. And even to the single women in this place, all the single ladies, yes, I'm talking to you as well. The ones that are still trusting the Lord for marriages, don't rush it. Don't rush and say, I'm getting old. Who told you that? You're not getting old. As long as you remain in Christ, pray without ceasing. Tell the Lord, you know, be attached to the true vine that is Jesus. Be a real branch that bears fruit. And the Lord will bring along your right companion. You know, oh, there's a lot of testimonies. I remember when I met my husband, I was 18 years of age. And because of coming from a divorced family, I didn't want to see a man before me. Yes, because my dad married my mother's friend, Indiana, and that thing didn't go well with me. And so I think he picked it up in the spirit. He acted as a brother. He became a brother to me, taught me how to drive, and he's called Garland, wrote it in my name. And I said, I have a big brother. I didn't have, he has intentions about me. You know, it took 5 years. I trusted him so much, and I still trust him. I visited his place, and my mother-in-law would take off his hairdo and put it on the floor. She wanted me to step on it. It was an honor. I wouldn't be happy. Then I said, you know what? I was calling him. I am no longer coming to your home because your mother is feeding you with, stuff that I don't want. I just want to study. I don't want a man. You are my big brother. She said, no, never mind. And one day when I was 23 years of age, he told me he wants, tell them what.
She's engaging me now. I said, I've been with you for 5 years. There's no reason for me to propose you. Can you marry me?
was so scared. I was shaking. I said, I trusted him with my life. And you tell me this. You've been looking at me, seeing a woman. You could have raped me. Go away. I don't want to see you. And he was away for about a month. We were so close. And then my mother asked me, where's Jabu? I said, this and this happened. She said, no. Go look for him. Then a taxi was about a rent or so. Go look for him. He will make a good husband. And yes, he is a good husband because he didn't even take his cold garland. It went for service, and I said, leave it there. I don't want anything. Come and take your credit cards. Come and take everything. But because the Lord knew I am the correct helper for him, the Lord made it happen. And then today this year we will be 43 years married by the grace of God. Were there no challenges? They were. What did we do? We knelt and we understood that marriage belongs to God and not us. And so the single ones, please know when you come to time that you get married, don't despair. When you have challenges, know that you are the correct rib, as long as you didn't take him from someone else. Hey, we need to live a holy life. The Lord says, be ye holy, for I am holy. If you know for sure that one is yours, you won't have challenges. You will pray for him. Women, we need to stand and pray for this nation. The Lord has done something, you know, important, something of that's so beautiful, that he gave us the power to stand before him and travail and pray. And he does answers prayer. The way the Lord answers prayer is amazing. Look here, the Lord now in Genesis 2:18, he had to speak to himself. He spoke to himself and said, it is not good that man should be alone. And he decided that he will make him a helper compatible to him. Men, not every woman is compatible to you. I have said it prior that you need to inquire from the Lord. Woman, don't be excited about those blessers. It's not about what you get from them. It is not every man that is compatible to you. Hallelujah. I remember them when we were in Malawi. And the Lord told me that that's a couple. Yes. For me, she is his better half. And I told her, I said, yeah, Mama Shiro, don't. I don't want him to hear that. And today, look at Janine. They are married now. For how many years?
Almost 13
years. Amen. Look at what the Lord has done. God is good. 19. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper to him. Nothing. You know, I need to tell the truth this morning. Nothing but the truth of God. There is nothing that will bring fulfillment to man without, you know, besides a woman. Nothing, not his money, not his treasures, not his achievement, not his intellect. Man, you need that woman. You need that helper. that is compatible to you and to you alone. Hallelujah. Not your car will take you, will bring fulfillment to you. We are so special. We are very special and beautiful, created to be by their sides, created to be their helper. Yes, hold that hand. In response to this, I like it. Yes, I feel God's people, receiving this. I declare in Jesus' name that marriages are restored today, as we are reminded that this marriage belongs to God. The Bible says, with the Messenger version, that the Lord inhibits even in the, smallest, everything that we do, He inhibits in it. Everything that we do in that marriage, He inhibits. In that, all the actions that we take, we hold hands, He inhibits in that. We are together, we are happy, rejoicing in the Lord. The Lord inhibits in the joyous moment. Everything we pray together, He inhibits in that. And so now His presence, His fullness is forever in those marriages. And I'm not talking to the married ones only. Even the single ones, the single ladies. Let me tell you the truth of God. Never lose heart, because the Lord God has the best husband in store for you. Just be the best colleague in that office. To the male ones, be the best sister at home. Hallelujah. And so you will see, and do not forget to pray. Do not forget to be connected to God. You know, some things, we miss a lot of things because we expect someone else to be praying for us, to be reading the word for us. The word is our daily bread. I cannot imagine my life without the word of God. It will be a mess. I will mess up. You will surely mess up without the word of God. And everything that we need is in the word of God. The Bible says we must meditate in the book of the Lord day and night. So as for us to observe all His statutes that are in His book, in this book of life, and then we will make our ways prosperous. Some don't have those partners because they are running around instead of being still and knowing that He's God. Instead of waiting upon the Lord, praying, reading His word, getting close to God, being connected to the Lord more than ever before. When you are alone, that is the time, all the single ones, to fulfill yourself, fill yourself up with His word. To the divorced ones, it is okay. It is okay. You have the Lord God Almighty who will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord will never disappoint you. The Lord will never leave you. He will never forsake you. I am just expressing what comes from the word of God. I would like to say again to all of us that nothing else, no one else that will complete us, or that will complete a man. A woman has to complete a man. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we go now to another part. Another important part that tells us, that encourages us about a woman. We find the word of God in Jeremiah 9, verse 20. It says here, "Woman, hear the word of the Lord. and let your ear, let your ear hear the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her daughter a lamentation. Can we read it again? O woman, hear the word of the Lord, and let your ear hear the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her daughter a lamentation. In this verse, the Lord could have spoken these words to a man, but the Lord saw it fit to speak this word to a woman. The Lord says, woman, pay attention to my word. Hear my word, O woman, because it is my word that is going to make you the partner that which you have to be. It is the Lord's word that is going to make you that woman, that lady that you are supposed to become. Without the word of God, then we will allow the devil to whisper to us. The best thing ever is to allow the Lord to order our steps. Grass withers, flowers fall, but his word endures forever. May his word endure forever in our lives. We will never go wrong, women, without the word of God. Yes, even the fathers. Men, you will never go wrong with the word of God. You will know how to treat us well because you will be governed by the word of God. Your lives will be governed and guided by the word of God. There's nothing that is good that will be done without the word of God. Let me tell you, family, you see, the way they do, women need to arise, intercessors need to arise. Pray for them so that they remember the first love. Our state president was the chairperson of the SRC at Tefluop. May he be reminded of the word of God so that they may be peace in this country. In Jesus' mighty name. It is because they are running ahead and have left the Lord behind. Can you imagine how healing it can be? You know, watching the national television and you hear these leaders saying Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. And we are going to lead you being, ordered, our steps being ordered by the Lord. We will have a peaceful nation. But we do not give up. Women, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Never mind the darkness that is covering the world. All that matters is that his presence is resting upon you, woman. Wake up, wail, travail, and things will come right one day. Say those things that are not as though they are by faith, and they shall come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is telling us in his word that we must hear the word. Our ears must hear the word of his mouth. Because the word of his mouth is so important to us. And we have a duty, women, that the Lord has entrusted us with to teach our daughters. Listen, he doesn't say the sons, because it has to be a recurring thing. Our daughters will teach their daughters from one generation to the other. The Lord says we need to teach them a travail. You cannot travail if you are not connected to the Lord God Almighty. You cannot pray, kneel with triumph in lamentation if we are not connected to the Lord God Almighty. Only Him can make our eyes to run with those, you know, the tears to run out of our eyes, because we will be kneeling. Even when we enter spiritual warfare, we will be doing that with all the love. We will not be praying being judgmental. All that we have to do as women is to wail, pray, lift up the name of the Lord. May the word of God be as may we not keep quiet, women. May we fill His statues, you know, shut up in His in our bones. May we not keep quiet. May we tell people about the statutes of the Lord. May we encourage each other with hymns and praises unto the Lord. And His word, of course. The word of God is too powerful. That they are now being left alone those hours of the morning for their wives. We need to be women who says, Lord, send me. We need to be women who are quite aware of the prayer watches, to say now it is 6 o'clock, 6 to 9, the first prayer watch. Lord, I will stand in the gap. We did that in Mamelodi, and it's a relay. Then from 9 to 12, the second prayer watch. A woman must be there. And all these prayer watches, they have the meaning why they are there. The third to 6 o'clock, and so till 8 o'clock again. Rise, women of God. This nation needs you. This nation needs me and you to be praying. And there will be peace starting with our homes. There will be peace in our homes. And our children will learn the statutes. They will learn the word of God. They will learn praying and intercession from us. Teach that woman a travail and your neighbor a lament. It is never too late. Muniskam Vyasni. I can know African spot. Yes, because we are family, I'm learning as well. Hallelujah. 21 says, for death has come through our windows. It has entered our places to kill off the children, no longer to be outside. And the young men no longer on the streets. The Lord's mission has to be accomplished by us. If I teach my daughter, if I teach my neighbor, they will carry that, the word of God, those teachings in their hearts. They will hang them around their necks, and they will teach that to generations to come. And this nation will be a better place. Christ is the center of it all. Let us allow our Christ to be the center of it all. In the mighty name of Jesus, we see what is happening now in our nation. Women, there's no time to be complaining and murmuring, but there is time to pray. How many women enjoy prayer in this place? How many women enjoy the word of God in this place? May I hear their amen. Amen. Continue so. Continue so. When you are called to attend the midweek classes, hallelujah, the midweek services, we attended them. I remember when I was in college, when there was a midweek, classes and counseling and what, I will prefer, because I didn't have enough money, I will stay at college from 1 o'clock till 6 o'clock in the evening. I was so hungry, and I'm still hungry. I was thirsty for the Lord. May the Lord give you that hunger. Don't miss anything during the week. It's not for you. You are not doing for yourself only. You are doing it for your descendants. And this world will become a better place because of a grandmother like you. Because of what you are doing today, because you are not wasting time. You are not wasting time, and it is registered. The mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And as you teach them, know that Holy Spirit is there with you. Most of the times we do things with our own flesh. We leave Holy Spirit behind. Women, no time to worry, no time to be suicidal, but befriend Holy Spirit. Jesus said, when the disciples were sorrowful that he is leaving them, he said, I will pray to the Father and he will bring you another helper. We have another helper forever. That is Holy Spirit. Befriending Holy Spirit is the best thing ever. He will show you those things that are to come. He will show you those things that are hidden, and he will also teach you. He will bring revelation in the word of God that you are studying. I am telling you, I am saying this from experience. What is happening in our lives today? He prophesied it more than many years ago. That is happening in my life today, he prophesied. Why? Because of being connected to the true mind, which is Jesus. Jesus told him everything. You know, just like Jesus told everything to the woman at the well. He told me everything because he has Christ in him, who is the hope of glory. When they say come to prophetic classes, much to be learned there. And then now, in closing, we go to Proverbs 31, verse 1 to 3. The word of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. Family, women, ladies in this place, you may not have a son, but you are a mother. You are a mother. There is a son that is looking up to you. The Lord has entrusted you with those utterances. The Lord has entrusted you with prophecies. Prophesy, say those things that are not as though they are. We see here Bathsheba. You know, Lemuel is another name for Solomon, a man of wisdom. And we see here the mother giving him this a prophecy, the word of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. What my son, and what son of my womb, and what son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroy kings. I've said that Lemuel is another name for Solomon. His mother Bathsheba she was experienced because of the sin that, David went through. But because David was having a heart of repentance, he is known as the apple of God's eyes. Women, do not allow any chains to bind you because of sin. Do not allow any chains to pull you back. You are a child of the Most High God. Just repent before your Father in the name of Jesus and move on. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. This is what Bathsheba did here. She is giving, the utterances, the prophecy to his son. The essence of this proverb is that his mother kept telling him continually. He kept on teaching him continually. That's what we need to do. Let us not lose heart. Let us not be discouraged. To the mommies who have children at home, continue prophesying, even if the situation doesn't see as if it will come right. Continue speaking life to those situations at home. Continue praying. Even your husband, pray for your husband. He is your assignment. He is your assignment. He might be knowing the word, but somewhere, somehow, the Lord wants me and you to change because of the challenge that we see in them. Those challenges that we see in them is for strengthening us. It is not for us to correct them, but it is for us to allow God to correct us so that we may be able to journey peaceably with them and with our children, with everybody. Hallelujah. Know that that persistent challenge, you must inquire from the Lord. Sometimes that challenge is for strengthening me and you. Us is for us to be rooted in the word so that when the challenge is over and done, we can see, look what the Lord has done. That challenge is for the Lord to be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Is for the Lord to be seated on the throne. When people see the challenge, then they look at you and say, he serves, she serves a good God. Don't lose heart, woman. Don't lose heart. Continue. Continue waiting upon the Lord. The Lord will renew your strength. It is the Lord that renews our strength. Have you tried this? When you have a challenge and you go to the Lord, the enemy makes it difficult, woman. But let me tell you, where I say woman, men, you can also take it for yourself. Hey, it is the word of God. It doesn't have any gender. The enemy will make you ponder around the challenge. It will make you to ponder around the challenge instead of lifting up your eyes unto the hills where your help cometh from. Your help cometh from the Lord. It doesn't come from a friend, a neighbor. It comes from the Bible. There's everything in here that will make the journey of life to be easy. There's no challenge that the word of God cannot solve. Hallelujah. I want to repeat verse 2 again. What my son and what son of my womb and what son of my vows. From this verse, I just felt and knew for sure that Bathsheba dedicated Solomon to God before birth. Solomon was dedicated. He was a child of repentance. and so are we. You know, they were the first readers. Let us apply now the word of God to ourselves. It is for us as well today. With the word of God, we can scale upon a high wall. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With these words, I'm saying, mothers, God loves us so much that we have an opportunity to come together and hear His word. Me to be ministering on this day, and I pray in the name of Jesus that chains will be broken in this place in the name of Jesus. May we stand up, everyone in this place, that our handsome fathers and sons in this place, let us lift up our hands unto the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Lord God Almighty, you have said your word, O God. Your word is alive and it's sharper than any double-edged sword. My Father, my God, in the marriages that are troubled, my God, in Jesus' name, I pray, Father, that the chains that are binding couples, my God, my Lord, are broken in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Every challenge, my God, is solved by the word of God in Jesus' name. My Father, I pray, Lord, for those mothers, Father God, that are longing to have babies. Lord, I pray and declare conception in Jesus' mighty name. Those that are longing to be married, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. May the correct man locate them in the mighty name of Jesus as they live a life of holiness. The Lord said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Lord, I pray that they are not going to sell themselves cheap to wrong men. They will wait upon the Lord. Your word, Father, tells us that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Lord, I pray that may their strength be renewed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father, in this day I pray your peace that surpasses all human understanding to all the ladies in this place. Lord God Almighty, those who never believed in themselves because of the hateful words that have been said to them, my God, I say now they are leaving everything behind and putting their focus on Jesus, the author and perfecter of their lives, Jesus Christ, that loves us so much. Lord, we thank you. We say, Ebenezer, Lord, that you made it possible for us to celebrate this day. As we are going to different homes, Father, and continue to celebrate the day with family and friends, we say, Lord, may you be the center of it all in the mighty, wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Hallelujah. May we give a clap offering to the Almighty God, our God who gave us this time for us to be celebrated as women, and our God who loves us so much that he doesn't even hide it, even in his word. To those that are watching at home, I say, blessed
Thank silence. You for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like to know more about who we are and what we do, go visit our website at bechurch.co.za. You're formed to function. Let's be church.